It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
From former A's outfielder.
Here comes Kotze. Here comes the relay. The slide. He's in there. Inside the park. Home run. Mark Kotze.
To A's manager. It's time for the Manager Show with Mark Kotze. Presented by Nest Bedding. The A's skipper sits down with Chris Townsend exclusively on A's Cast. Visit nestbedding.com today. Here's Chris Townsend.
Time now for the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by Nest Bedding. Check out their locations in the Bay Area, or you go online, nestbedding.com, for all your bedding needs, your mattress, your sheets, your pillows, you name it. And when you go into their store or you go online, use the coupon code Oakland, and you get 10% off your entire order. That's nestbedding.com. Well, I got to tell you, thank you for getting up early. I know it was a long flight back from Boston. We truly appreciate it.
Yeah, we did. We traveled last night, and one of the longer hauls back. But, you know, it was on the heels of a win yesterday. And so we did get a great feeling throughout that 6-hour and 10-minute flight.
You know, thinking about your career and your players now, it is not easy to spend all this time on the opposite coast of the country, then get on a plane, fly all the way back home. You don't get home till late. And then now your body has to adjust. You got to get up and now play again. What is the key, not only physically, but mentally, being able to get up for the next game back home in the West time zone?
Yeah, you know, most of us are used to this grind, but we do have quite a few younger players. I think we've tallied 21 rookies to this point this far in the year. So they're making adjustments, but, you know, and part of their process is they're excited about getting to the field. They're excited about their opportunities. Us older guys and well-traveled, you know, have a little bit more of the baggage to carry with us. But, you know, we're in the middle of the season. We've been on the East Coast, two times at least, I think. And, you know, we're used to the grind. We're used to the processes. We'll get in a little bit later today and set a routine up just to get our bodies going and be prepared for tonight's game.
Well, before we start talking about your team, we got to talk about Kotz the Greek. As you predicted, the Warriors would win in Game 6, and that's exactly what they did in Boston. And I don't know if you guys got to see any of the game, if you were on the tarmac at the time, but you predicted it, and it came true.
Yeah, it was great. It was great to see Steve Kerr and the Warriors win a championship in Boston yesterday. We obviously didn't get to see it. We were in the air, but keeping updates from the flight attendants, and you know, it was awesome. And the reward for that team, the work they've put in, what they've gone through, you know, an amazing job by that group, and really a great job by the Bay Area teams out of Boston yesterday.
Man, Boston was rocking. I mean, you guys are there. You got the NBA Finals. The U.S. Open's going right now. And obviously, U.S. Open is Father's Day. So on Sunday, happy Father's Day. But, I mean, it was jam-packed in Boston, all the stuff going on.
Yeah, I think it was Barstool Sports put out a thing. Exactly that the big sports day in Boston. And the Bay Area put a little cloud over the top of it yesterday with the A's winning and obviously the Warriors beating their Celtics.
You know, when you think about your team and you're going to protect your team, and there's one thing that you've promised the fan base is that they're going to play hard, and they're doing exactly that. No matter what the results, no matter what the record is, your guys are going to go out and play hard for 27 outs. That means a lot to you, and you talked about it after the game. Just give us a little bit what you were thinking after the game yesterday, talking to the media.
Yeah, you know, we took a tough loss the night before, and we've had some tough losses on this road trip. You know, no one wants to be embarrassed on that baseball field. And, you know, my message to the group has always been, you know, the only time I'm going to ever lose my mind or on you guys is if you don't show up and fight. You don't show up with energy and play this game the way it should be played. And I to this point, through these losses, have never felt that lack of energy. I've never felt the fight. You know, yes, there's been games where we haven't had an opportunity to get a winning run or a tying run to the plate. Those are never easy to swallow. Those are actually harder losses than the one run losses that we've experienced this season. So for me, when and if anyone questions whether I feel there's a fight or that my group isn't playing with that passion, I'll defend that group. And you saw that yesterday. You know, I believe in these guys. I believe in their energy. I believe in their fight. And for the most part, all season, we've had opportunities to win baseball games. And unfortunately, we haven't been on the right side as many times as we've been on the wrong side. But that's not for a lack of effort. It's not for a lack of fight.
And you know one guy that's always going to bring it for you, and he did it obviously in Cleveland, that's Ramon Laureano. Talk about how he's emerged as a leader.
Yeah, Ramon has. And, you know, he's been here for a few years now. He was a part of the core that this group has won with. And he has this energy and this passion for winning. And we saw that on this road trip. We experienced his emotion and frustration, which is great. You know, my message as well is to allow these guys to be who they are and be comfortable you know, in their environment, expressing their emotions. And I believe Ramon's energy, passion, you know, frustrations all came out, and it was great. It was a great moment for those guys to see that. And they ended up feeding off it, and we ended up turning it around and winning a baseball game that day.
I got to tell you, A's Hall of Famer Dave Stewart has nothing but high praise for Christian Bethencourt. You know, as Dave's time as general manager of the Diamondbacks, he said he's always liked Christian Bethencourt's skills as a catcher. And we were talking about it yesterday on the post-game show about, you know, with so many pitchers now on your roster, you're limited depth-wise on the bench. And to have a guy like Christian who can play first base, who can play catcher, do multiple positions, and now offensively, we're in this month, has over 1,000 OPS, hitting .333. I really like the way he's keeping his hands in and driving the ball to right center, whether it's hitting it out of the ballpark or off the wall. He's found his stroke. But, you know, being versatile is really, really key. We've talked about with Pinder and other players. Talk about the versatility and now the offense to go with it with Christian Bethencourt.
Yeah, you know, Christian came into camp and really I connected with him based on knowing a little bit about it from the Padres in San Diego. You know, he was a catcher there as a young player. They converted him to a pitcher, which I really felt kind of hindered his progress and development as a player. And knowing that and knowing the journey that he was on, I really just took to Christian and really felt that he had something to provide. And it's fortunate that, you know, we're in the situation now that we've gotten an opportunity to see him play, to allow him to show his skill set. As Dave Stewart talked about, he's a really, really talented young man. And you mentioned, you know, the several positions, it's catcher, it's first base. You forgot pitcher. He does have a zero ERA this year. So, you know, he's talented, and we're lucky to have him right now.
Are you saying he's your Shohei Ohtani?
He could become a two-way player, but I think his focus right now is swinging the bat. As you talked about, he's swinging the bat really well. He's found his swing. He's really driving the ball to right center. He's found his power. You know, we laughed and joked about that early in the year that he hadn't hit a home run, and yet in batting practice, he makes this ballpark look small. So, you know, I'm really happy for Christian. We're happy that he's contributing to this team's success, and we're looking forward to hopefully another 3.5 months of what we're watching.
Well, and the thing that Dave really harped on, and you noticed it yesterday, and, you know, throughout the week, people will be listening to this and you can watch it, It's like when that dribbler came out in front of home plate and he picked it up and gunned the runner at second, you just realize this, the athletic ability that he has, it's really sneaky good. Have you seen that all along?
Yeah, absolutely. We watched it in spring training, and you know, he's quiet. He's got this really, really awesome demeanor about him. And yet he's funny. So, you know, you don't see that on the baseball field. We get a little bit of it, in the locker room, but, you know, Christian is an amazing athlete. He can steal a base, as you talk about, you know, popping out from behind the plate. He's got a cannon for an arm. So, you know, again, it was a great sign by our front office, and we're very fortunate that, that we have Christian right now.
I don't know what the expectations are of a guy that's picked in the 23rd round and doesn't sign for a lot of money. And, you know, he's like, you know, a lot of us growing up, we wanted to play. He got an opportunity and he went with it. And who knows? And next thing you know, you're in Fenway Park. You got your family and friends there. You're making your debut. I mean, the story of Jonah Bride is truly amazing. In the offseason, said, I'll start catching. I'll be versatile. Just seeing him get his first hit and then a couple knocks, what did that mean to you?
Yeah, it's great. Again, we're definitely giving guys opportunities. You know, Jonah's earned this opportunity. This year he was the best hitter in our Double A system, moved up to Triple A, continued to hit, and found himself in the big leagues with an opportunity to play third base and second base and be in the lineup every day. And he's captured it. You know, yesterday, you know, he had his, I hope I can say this word on this show, but the oh moment there, late in the game at third base, throwing a ball away. You know, when I went out to the mound to make the pitching change, I grabbed him. I said, hey, the next ball's coming to you. You're going to make the next play. And sure enough, it was a ground ball to third and he made the next play. So, it's fun to watch these kids, get this opportunity, have success. You know, get their first hit in the big leagues and be able to congratulate them and be a part of this club, this club's progress right now.
And then now you're coming back home. What is the tone? What needs to happen to kind of get you guys back on track here back at the Coliseum?
Well, Tony, I think, you know, playing at home, we need to get the monkey off the back and get a win here. You know, it's been tough at home. We've got a series in front of us that we're looking at. You know, going out and trying to win this series against Kansas City and build some momentum here at home.
And I got to tell you, your pitching at times still pretty good. I mean, what can you say? We call him Pauly Winday, Pauly Blackburn, a road warrior. Man, the year he is having, just, I mean, when you sit back, what a blessing he's been for your staff.
Yeah, he really has. Paul's done an amazing job for this staff and leading and going out every fifth day and you know, giving us an opportunity to win each and every start. You know, his journey's been great to be a part of. All of us A's fans know his journey through watching his ups and downs over the last few seasons with our club. You know, getting a spot start and not having success and going back to the minor leagues and going through that grind. And you know, that's a difficult process for guys. And but yet Paul stayed focused. He was determined to get here and have success, and we're watching it right now.
And let's end on this. You got Frankie going tonight, and, I mean, Frankie has thrown the ball really well this year. It's one of those rare times where you say, just throw out the numbers. What is the key for the mindset for Frankie to keep telling him you're throwing the ball great, even though we're not scoring a lot of runs from you, but just keep doing what you're doing?
Yeah, well, the smile that he had on his face after his last start when our offense came back and gave him a win, scoring some runs late, was all we needed to say. You know, he knows his job. He knows to go out and put up zeros. Our offense knows, you know, we just need to get some runs for him tonight and give him an opportunity to pitch deep in this game and go out and get a W.
Hey, once again, we appreciate you getting up after a long flight. Happy Father's Day to you. Enjoy it with the kids. I'm sure they're going to be here in Oakland and have a good homestand.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it, buddy.
That's the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by Ness Bedding. Check out their locations in the Bay Area, or you go to nestbedding.com. Love where you sleep. Your mattress, your sheets, your pillows, any type of bedding needs, check out their locations in the Bay Area or you go to nestbedding.com. Use the coupon code Oakland to get 10% off your entire order. That's the sponsor of the Mark Kotze Show, Nest Bedding. Now back to A's Cast, powered by iHeartRadio.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.